Authorities in Nebraska say they have discovered 5 pipe bombs in the rural south-central part of the state. The devices are similar to those that exploded yesterday in mailboxes in Iowa and Illinois. In yesterday's blasts, 6 people were injured, 4 postal workers and 2 residents. None of the injuries was life-threatening. Officials describe yesterday's explosions as an act of domestic terrorism. They found a letter at the scene condemning the government. Charles Lawson is U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Iowa.
Well, the letter was rather long, a one-page letter, and it seemed to have trouble with the government, disagreements with the government. It is noteworthy that the cooperation was swift, and the involvement has been very, very helpful of the state and local officials in this regard.
According to authorities, the letter said the devices were planned to get attention, and it warned that more attention-getters were on the way. Joining us now is Clint Van Zandt. He's a former career FBI official specializing in counterterrorism. He now heads his own security company, Van Zandt & Associates. Mr. Van Zandt, what sort of person or group of people might be responsible for planting these devices?
Well, I think it's probably going to be one person or just a very small group, one or two individuals acting together. It's going to be someone who is anti-government, some type of protest individual. And this is a type of person who just didn't fall off of a turnip truck. In essence, he has had this anger directed against government. So he would have told his friends, relatives, and probably written letters to the editor about his unhappiness with government.
Mr. Van Zandt, I notice you keep saying he. You seem so certain that this is a man.
Well, as a profiler, your normal default position is a white male, unless you see evidence in the anonymous writings that it was either a woman, or unless you see evidence that the writer came from some other racial group. In this case, my first reading sees neither of those two, so I default to a white male.
Are there any particular groups with particular ideological positions that the FBI is keeping tabs on?
Well, you know, that's an interesting term, keeping tabs. That's something that the FBI is prohibited from actually doing, is keeping tabs on U.S. citizens, unless they advocate the violent overthrow of the government and have done something in furtherance of simply talking about it. Now, post-September 11, they have a little bit more latitude, but still, there's not an FBI agent behind every mailbox looking at U.S. citizens. But anything along the line of an anti-government, anti-tax type of organization, that's who the FBI would be taking a hard look at this point.
Mr. Van Zandt, what about militias?
Well, there's not necessarily wording in this communication that suggests it's a militia organization. In fact, the wording itself tends to me to suggest one person or one or two as opposed to a large group.
How hard is it to prevent domestic terrorism from occurring? And how much progress, for example, has been made into finding out who sent anthrax spores through the mail last fall?
As far as preventing, it's like acts of international terrorism. The best way to do it is to get intelligence in advance. Now, this person obviously was out creeping around in the middle of the night putting bombs in mailboxes. Someone might have seen a vehicle circling this area. As far as the anthrax investigation, here we are months and months, and we're told the FBI has nailed that down to a very small group of individuals who might have done it.
What can authorities do to reassure people with these kinds of threats?
Well, we're fortunate that in the case of bombs, just like the anthrax letter and these bombs through the mail, even though it affects you and I because we hear about it, it's affecting a very small group of people. I think what the authorities have to do is use the general public, what the military would call a force multiplier. The FBI is going to have to get the profile on this bomber out very quickly and ask the American public if you've heard anyone who's used any phraseology, like this one term the writer uses, attention getters. If someone knows that phrase, knows someone who has advocated positions like are set forth in his letter, they should be picking up the phone and calling the FBI.
Can people still feel safe?
I think people can feel safe. Again, there's a lot of law enforcement agents working very hard to solve the anthrax case as well as this case. So, you know, do I feel safe? Absolutely. Would I be somewhat cautious going to my mailbox? I guess I would have to.
Clint Van Zandt heads the security company Van Zandt & Associates. He was previously with the FBI, where he worked as a counterterrorism expert. Mr. Van Zandt, thank you very much.
Thank you.